It's good to see you folks tonight. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31 tonight. Deuteronomy chapter number 31. I will be taking a break from Samson for a little bit tonight and maybe next week as well. All depends on how God decides to lead me, and got to be open to his leadership. Even though I have an agenda I like to do, I'm still got to be obedient to God and the matters that he wants me to go. So we're going to go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31 tonight, and honestly, I hope that I can be a great encouragement to you folks tonight. Who comes to church to be discouraged? If you do, you're a little bit nuts. But we like to come to church to be encouraged. We like to come to church to be edified, to be lifted up, and feel great that we've been here and go about our week. Just trusting the Lord is going to do a marvelous work in our life. And so my goal tonight is to help you with some encouragement, if I could. So let's have a word of prayer, and we're going to read chapter number 31, and then we're going to turn over to Joshua chapter 1 after this as well. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night you've given us. God, I'm in your hands tonight, and I pray that you just move in me in the direction that you see for me to go tonight. I pray that your will would be done. I pray the words would be glorifying to you. I pray that everybody's attention would be upon your word. I pray, Lord, that you just bless the time that we have with one another. It is a great privilege to gather together as brothers and sisters in Christ, to be able to open up your word that you have preserved for us. Many lives have been taken because of their stance on the word of God, and we thank you for those as well. I just praise you for what you've done in our lives. In your name, amen. Let's go ahead and read verses number 1 down through verse number 8. And this is an address to Joshua here. Of course, the priests and the Levites are involved in this as well, but this is mainly going to be towards Joshua. And then you're going to see a similar story in Joshua chapter number 1 with the Lord, God himself, doing this to Joshua. It says, "And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel, and he said to them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before me, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called on Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people into the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." Go ahead and turn over to the book of Joshua. At this particular time, we'll read this story. Now we have come upon the end of the life of Moses. Moses was a mentor towards Joshua. Joshua sought counsel from him. He was able to learn from him. He was able to find out how to be a leader from him. He was able to find out how to be compassionate from him. The normal things that you would normally do when you have someone above you. You seek for those things. No different than growing up in a house and you got brothers and sisters. You look for them for guidance, counsel along the way. You look for certain things. So now we come to the end of life here. Let's read this. In verse number 1 of chapter number 1, it says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses, minister, saying..." Now, first of all, I want to point out something here in this verse, number 1. Is it not great that at the end of the life of Moses, this title was given to him, the servant of the Lord. That's a great title when you think about that, when it comes time for your life to pass from here on earth. And on your tombstone it says, Chad Springer, the servant of the Lord. That's a great title when you begin to think about those things, because you know what comes with that. As we go on here in verse number 2, it says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness in this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. You remember the last words, some of the last words that Moses said to Joshua? It's right here. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Those are words that are coming from the Lord here to Joshua. Verse number 6, 7, 8, and 9, we're going to see some more similar words that were used previously with Moses. And I never really caught this until this evening. I'll be honest with you, when you read God's word, if you just read in little sections and you skip over something, we don't realize how much of a flow the Word of God has. Which is why I've really been encouraged to read the way that I've been encouraged to do, because I see so much more of a flow. And you guys that are involved in the reading program that with the teens and you're doing it through 4 months, I bet you've seen a flow that is beginning to take place and how it really goes together. So it's amazing how this takes place. So in verse number 6, we have the Lord here really reiterating the words that Moses had said to Joshua before his death. It says, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Verse number 9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Why is Joshua here instructed by Moses before his death to be strong, to be courageous in the word of the Lord? And then the Lord reiterates the same words to Joshua, be strong, be courageous. I believe for this very reason, because Joshua was going to face some discouragement in his life. That's why I believe Moses, first of all, gave him those instructions, because Moses knew that his life was coming to an end. I mean, you think about it, 120 years old. The only person that I knew that was close to 100, and we all knew him too, was Doc Martin. And I know we would love to see Doc go to be 120 years old, but I guarantee you he's happy he's in heaven today. But at the age of 120, you know that your time is come. And you know that the person that you're going to place in charge is going to face some difficulties, going to face some oppositions, going to face some negative feedback from people. And when that begins to take place, you can become very discouraged. And when you become very discouraged, you begin to lose focus. And that happens in a lot of lives of God's people. Let's be honest. Let's be real here. It happens in my life. It happens in your life. Somebody lets us down. That's the type of discouragement I'm talking about. Some say, well, I face discouragement in my life with other things. And their response would be, oh, I have a favorite football team and a favorite baseball team, and they didn't win the World Series today, or they didn't win the Super Bowl. That's not the type of discouragement that I'm talking about here. Those are disappointments, not discouragements. By the way, if we hang our head too low of discouragement because of a team that lost, we might need to reconsider some things, amen, when you begin to think about those things. But that's not what I'm talking about here tonight. Joshua is going to face some things in his life that he's going to need some help in. But discouragement can bring an individual to a quick end in his life. Because discouragement allows us to focus upon the negative. And God doesn't want us to focus on the negative. And Moses did not want Joshua to focus on the negative as well. And God knew that after the death of Moses, that he needed to reiterate these words to him. He didn't do it twice like Moses did. He did it three times. Reiterated to him three times, showing him and telling him the importance of what it means to be strong. To be strong is not to be weak. To be strong is to keep your feet planted firm in a place where God has called you to lead. To be strong is to go straight on against adversity. That's what it means to be strong. And to be of good courage. You know, it's kind of hard for an individual when they're discouraged to be courageous. But God is telling Joshua here that he needs to be courageous. You know, we know the story of Joshua. We know that he might face discouragement. But can I let you in on something tonight? Because so often we're so quick to judge and to discourage people along in life, and we're wrong for that reason. But one thing that we do never take into consideration is what that person is going through in their life at that point in time. You don't know what that individual is battling. You don't know what that person is going through. You have no idea if that person has had a bad day at work. And we come along and we become a discouragement to people. I asked you a question earlier. Who comes to church to be discouraged? Nobody raised their hand. But I will tell you this. There are times when we are at church, we are very discouraged. Might be because of a circumstance that didn't go your way. Maybe something was said wrong and it discouraged you. Maybe somebody looked at you wrong and discouraged you. Maybe somebody had a heavy sigh during church and that discouraged you. But that's what takes place in a lot of people's lives. But we do not know what individuals go through on a daily basis. I said earlier tonight that I wanted to be an encouragement to you. And as a fellow brother in Jesus Christ that I am to you, Julie, my job is not to bring discouragement to you, but my job is to encourage you, to edify you, to lift you up before God. We have so much in our lives that brings us down, mentally and physically. But we as God's people should be an encouragement to one another. I had a great encouragement this afternoon. Jeff and Teresa were down here, and they're cooking up the bacon. Thank God for that. I appreciate them doing those things. And I love bacon, lettuce, and mayo. So BLM matters to me. We might get kicked off for that statement, but I know that's just a joke. Don't take it the wrong way. But what I appreciated is what a lot of people didn't see. He came over and prayed with me for this reason, to encourage me, to lift me up, to edify me. And that goes a long way in life. I want to be someone in life, Q, that can encourage you along the way. Uncle Greg, I want to be in a person that can bring encouragement to you when you're struggling throughout your week with the Lord. There's things that Uncle Greg will tell me that he struggles with. And I can sit there and discourage him for those very things. That's not my job. My job's to be an encouragement to him. For this reason, to show him that I love him, to show him that I care for him and I want the best for him. And I believe that should be everybody's desire that's in here tonight, that is a child of God, to be an encouragement to one another. Joshua here, who is obviously faced with different circumstances than we are right now. He lost a great friend, somebody that he looked up to, someone that he loved very dearly, who is no longer with him, no longer has his guidance in life, is no longer able to go to him for advice and for counsel. And God knew this way before Moses even whispered these words to Joshua. And so God pulls him aside. I can just imagine this picture. God pulling Joshua aside and saying these words. Hey, Joshua, I know you're going to face some difficulties as you lead my people. I know you're going to come against some wars that you might not understand. I know that you're going to have people that are going to come after you. Joshua, you're not going to be very popular sometimes. And I can just imagine this conversation taking place. But then I hear these sweet words come from the Lord himself saying, be strong. Joshua, no matter what comes your way, no matter how defeated you might be, no matter how you might feel about walking away from this, Joshua, I want you to stand and I want you to be strong. But I don't want you to stop there. Because Joshua is going to take courage to follow me. You're going to go into some unfamiliar territories that might not make sense to you and you might be scared of. But Joshua, I want you to have courage. So be strong and of good courage. Don't get down in yourself. Don't get down in the circumstances. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear to their fathers to give them. He's not done. He goes on and reiterates it once again. Only be thou strong and very courageous. You must have a lot of courage. Don't give in. I'm admired with people that have great courage. I call that true grit. Some of you are familiar with the movie True Grit. That's not what I'm talking about in this situation. But I'm talking about people who are willing to face life battles with greatest courage regarding the circumstance. I think it'll be about 4 years ago this September, Chris lost her father to skin cancer. That took him rather quickly. The one thing that I got out of at the end of his life was the tremendous amount of strength that God gave him through that time without going through chemo, without going through any type of medication to kill the cancer. God gave him great strength. Well, one of the things that stands out to me the most as I was able to see this, and I'll be honest with you, I was not there for him as much as we should have been, and I regret those things. I look back and I wish I can take back some of the time and was able to be there for him, but I wasn't able to be there for him as much as I could. But one thing that stuck out to me the most that God gave him is great courage. To face a disease that he knew that might take his life, and that it did. But he faced it with strength, and he faced it with courage. Despite the circumstances that he was in, he relied upon God for the strength in his life daily, as his very life was dwindling out of him. That was great courage. Only be thou strong. I saw a man that's half my size, probably half my strength, have more strength and more courage in my life than I'd ever seen before, besides seeing what my father went through. That is great strength and that is great courage. You can't get that by yourself. That only comes from the Lord because of a great relationship that you have with him. You want to have great strength? You want to have great courage? Then let me encourage you to do this. have a great relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. See, we get discouraged along the way. Circumstances will discourage us. Our finances might not be there, and it might discourage us. Our health might not be the same as it was years ago, and that will discourage us. Friends might come after us and accuse us of things, and that will discourage us. Our co-workers, they'll discourage us. But I know where we can get encouragement, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you not think that as Joshua heard these words from the Lord himself, "Be strong and of good courage, only be thou strong and very courageous," you know what that probably did for him? All right, Lord, let's go. Where are we going? I remember many times getting ready to play basketball against some schools as I was growing up. There are times where I thought we faced defeat before we even got on the court. But I'll never forget the pep talks that our coach gave us before we went to take the court. I mean, he fired us up. He told us how good we are. He told us what we came from, and we deserve to be there, and we deserve the win, and we believed every word that he said. You know why we believed every word that he said? Because he believed in us. Well, what's that got to do with this? Because Jesus Christ believes in you. He believes in you. Be strong. Be very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever. Verse number 9, have not I commanded thee? Hey, Joshua, I've told you this twice already, but now I really want you to pay attention. It's kind of like when a child is at home. Jeff, take out the trash. Jeff, I said take out the trash. Jeffrey Scott, what does that mean? The third time, when Jeffrey Scott's name's there, you know you better pay attention. Am I right, Mama Springer? She's saying amen like you wouldn't believe. She's got a hanky going. But God is saying here, hey, this is the third time I'm saying this. I have commanded thee. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. You know, we have no reason to be afraid. Sure, we're uncertain of things. That's because we're relying on ourselves to fix the situation. Rely upon God. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for this very reason. He sums it up right here, and we'll close right here. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. I begin to think about Patty this afternoon as we begin to memorialize her husband this morning. She's facing a lot of uncertainty in her life right now, being by herself. But I know these words can do her some good, to be strong, to be courageous, for this very reason. The Lord thy God is with thee. You know, we never, ever go through anything alone. Ever. Because Jesus Christ is always with us. You know, when I was growing up, we were able to sit around a television set on Labor Day weekend. And I know I've talked about this before. In the younger group, the younger generation, they don't know of this because it's no longer really going on. But we used to sit around, we used to watch the telethon during the time. Jerry Lewis would come on the Sunday evenings. It would be on our local channels. The local channels will break, and it would go to a different cable channel throughout the U.S., and you're able to watch it all night. In our town, in Omaha, they would do something special throughout the day to bring awareness to people that are suffering with MDS, and I think the other one is MDA, something of that nature, and all these things were going on. They would pull together. They'd give money to help find a cure for this. They bring in celebrity after celebrity. They bring in a kid after kid who would suffer with this horrible disease. They bring in an adults that would suffer this disease. I would see these young kids that would have more courage and more strength than most adults would have in their life with the ailments that they would have. But I'll never forget at the end of every telethon that took place, and Jerry Lewis would sing a song, and he was not really a great singer. He is a great comic, I'll give him that. But his singing ability wasn't really there. And I don't think that really mattered to him, because what mattered the most to him was giving people hope that faced this horrible disease. And I'm often reminded of this song almost on a daily basis. I hear it ring throughout my head. That's the weirdness that is in me. And you can say amen to that. I know I'm weird. I don't care. That's just how my mind operates. And he ends the telethon with this song every year. You'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. See, we don't know the circumstances, what people are going through. But what I do know about those circumstances is this. When you're a child of God, you'll never walk alone. So my words of encouragement to you as you face these difficulties, whether it's a person not agreeing with you, making fun of you, or this situation not going right and that situation not going right, being at odds with somebody, let me leave you with these words. Be strong. Be courageous. For the Lord thy God is with thee. You'll never walk alone. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. I thank you, Lord, for the encouragement that you give through your word. Thank you, Lord, for walking with us daily in our life. Lord, I want to thank you for the men and women that you have placed in my life to be able to learn from, to be able to just gain a little bit of wisdom from them and how they've handled situations, to allow it to help me grow in my life. God, I know we all face discouraging times. Some are going to face it as soon as we get home. Some are going to face it as soon as we go to work tomorrow. And the kids that are starting school tomorrow, they're going to face it tomorrow. But God, help these words ring into our heads. Be strong and be courageous, for the Lord thy God is with thee. We thank you for everything that you've done in our lives. In your name, amen.